To On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levitt, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Arden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in every Wednesday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. for On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
The clouds will blow away.
This is Mac DeMarco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, Le Chablais.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone, to yet another suds segment where we drink more beer by 9 a.m. than most people do all day. Hey, that's a badge of honor, right?
Can't
there.
Drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Absolutely.
I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today is good old boy Kendall.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be here.
Hi. Good old boy, Mike. Hello.
Please step forward. Come on to the ferry. Forward. Keep moving forward.
Hey, everybody.
Of course.
Yeah, that's a good sound.
Why do we keep inviting him back?
You know? Don't stop. Keep moving forward.
Okay, Mr. Kennedy. Reverend Mark, hello.
Hello, hello. So good to be here and drinking these fine beers as I look at them. I can't wait.
How cool. Good old boy Dave.
I hardly know, you know, what I'm talking about.
Sums it up, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that
I should have played that for
quite a bit for Dave.
Yeah. I should have played that perfect. For Mike now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, they can't all be winners. No, I'm just kidding. All right, today's episode is a takeover of Icarus Brewing. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yep.
In Lakewood, New Jersey, which is sort of close to Point Pleasant, New Jersey, which is on the coast, as opposed to inland.
Like, none of us know what you're talking about.
Whatever. Guys, just need
we're
to
get
to
Southern, okay? As are you now.
You could say it's a suburb of Maryland for all we care. You know?
It's not a suburb of Maryland. It's a whole different thing.
What, no buzzer day?
You know what? I'm with you on this one, dude. So it's fine. For once, you and I are on the same side.
Wow.
Wow. Write that one down. Yeah. That's like monumental.
Pretty sure the recording stopped. So is it safe to say that?
Yeah. All right. Well, I went to the Garden State on a recent trip back home to Pennsylvania and decided to bring back some beer for the good old boys to try. Speaking of good old boys, good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us a bit about this brewery?
Here I go, reading the words.
Read the words.
All right. We brew great beer. Well, we'll figure that out in a minute. But that's not enough to satisfy us. At Icarus Brewing, we believe you go big or you go home. The variety of beers we offer in our weekly output is tough to match. We release an average of 3 to 5 new beers every single week. Is that a good idea? And our minds are always spinning with new flavors, new ideas, and new ways to thrill our local, our loyal Icarus drinkers. We always happen to be We also happen to be Lakewood, New Jersey's first microbrewery, a point of pride for our hometown team. At Icarus, we've built our business on three key values: quality, drawing upon local flavors to create fresh, handcrafted ales and lagers; innovation, working constantly and diligently to create new recipes, content, and concepts; and community, hosting fundraisers and brewing specialty beers that we sell in order to donate the proceeds to charity.
Hmm.
That's very nice.
Yeah, that's way too long. I would like for a Jersey, you know, brewery to have just like one really small, you know, like, yo, don't double park there. That's it. That's all their goal is, you know.
Really?
Yes.
That's what you would like someone to put on their website.
Pretty much.
To make people
I think
want
you
to
could read
beer.
That successfully too, Dave.
I got like at least 8 out of 10.
So you
words
create a brewery to
sentence.
Give all the money
you did
away.
Get most of the words.
Thanks, buddy.
Well done.
See, Kendall's on my side.
I like the word most.
Well, I was looking up what the word Icarus would mean, you know, because I know it's Greek mythology.
Flew too high to
flew
the sun.
Too, yeah.
Too close to the sun.
And
man.
His dad was the guy that made the labyrinths that held the Minotaur.
Yeah.
In.
There you go.
Yeah. In the cave or
so
whatever.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
You know.
He's just one more kid that didn't listen to his father, and guess what happened?
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to create a brewery.
Exactly. All right.
I know what Kendall and I were thinking over here. We were looking, you know,
oh, yeah.
A beer every week.
3 to 5 a week.
Yeah.
That's,
so I know what their motto is. If you don't like it, come back next week.
Yeah.
That's think, a lot of beer.
Who do they think they are? Bearded Iris?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
So bad.
Yeah, we can get into that after we taste the beers.
Yeah,
let's see if it works.
Yeah,
still love you, Paul.
Yeah.
All right. Reverend Mark, why don't you give us the lineup for today?
All right.
In your best New Jersey accent or not?
I've only been to New Jersey once, but I'll do my best. Okay, the Icarus Brewing beers we'll be trying today are When the Haze Clears, the West Coast Style IPA.
Colonel Sanders?
Sounds more like Savannah, Georgia, dude.
Okay.
I mean, you're on the right side of the country.
Yeah.
You just need to go north. Like,
Yeah. You know. I get off this bus and go north now. Okay. We want the Arctic Gold, an Imperial IPA.
Okay.
Yacht Juice, Imperial IPA. Drinking Crayons, an Imperial IPA. Yacht All the Time, a double dry hopped IPA.
Yeah.
And if time permits, we may have a bonus beer to share with you,
which we will pronounce in a non New Jersey accent.
Like the one I just did.
Yeah.
You know what, though? It was still better than Mike's. It was still way better than Mike's.
Yes.
100%. 100%.
Thank you. That was awesome. All right. Good old boy, Kendall. Why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
Okay. Let's see if I can do it. We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings, plus our signature belch and sounds. Here are those ratings now. That sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2. Was that a belch? 3. Ah, what a relief. 4. A body should really not make that sound. And 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Standing ovation, no less.
That was the best one of the day.
I have to say.
I spent a little time in Jersey.
Yep. Tony, Ronnie, bring me the Nyquil chicken.
And we're crashing back to Earth just like Icarus.
Don't be double parking over there.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think it's time for a beer, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Okay. First one we're going to talk about is When the Haze Clears. It's a West Coast style IPA, clocking in at 6.9% ABV, brewed with domestic two-row and English Maris Otter. Oh, I love you, Maris Otter. Aggressively hopped with Columbus Centennial, Matuka, and Nelson Sauvin, then dry hopped with even more Matuka, Nelson Sauvin, and Strata.
I love the aroma. It really, yeah, it smelled great.
Yeah, and it's crystal clear. So they got the West. That's one thing about West Coast they got down.
Aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know you're drinking a hoppy beer here for sure.
It's
yeah.
bitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Nicely.
So is this like what you would call like new West Coast?
I would.
It doesn't have the caramel backbone.
You're not. Yeah, and you're getting a lot of those juicier hop flavors that you're getting out of the New England.
You're not getting the old school.
Kind of the modern interpretation of the West Coast. Still clear, still bitter, but a little bit different flavor profile. Yeah,
not pine or...
It's not your Firestone Walker.
There you go.
No. No, it's not. It's so pleasant though. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's one thing to have just big bitterness that strips enamel off your teeth. It's another one to have big bitterness that's smooth and still balanced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's got just the slightest hint of softness at the end to just, you know, break it off, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And as far as the mouthfeel, too, it's very creamy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so satisfying.
Oh my God, it's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like maybe they took a few things they've learned from doing, you know, New England styles, that big creamy mouthfeel and juicy fruity hops, and then put them into this with a West Coast interpretation. I think they did a really good job with this one.
Yeah. Maybe a little oatmeal or something.
I would say of all the West Coast IPAs we've had lately, this is probably one of the ones that I would put at the top, you know. I think some of the other ones we've had, I would describe as they're aspirational at best. And this is actually a pretty solid beer. You know, I would definitely say this is, you could stack it up against, you know, some true West Coast, you know, IPAs and say, you know, wow, I thought that was made, you know, in California.
It'd be interesting to know if this is one of the ones that like where they're cranking out a new one every week or if they've made this a few times.
I'm betting they went through quite a few iterations with that hop blend. Yeah, they didn't nail it on the first try. You know, they probably went through 20 iterations before they finally got to the right blend.
And I can say it, if I'm looking at a beer menu and it's just like 20 DIPAs of one kind or another and I'm hazed and confused, I would go for this one first.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. I still don't like when brewers use like so many different hops in a cocktail all the time. I think it just, more often than not, it's cluttered.
I'm going to give this my ultimate compliment, and Kendall asks, we finished our samples.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we are going to rate the When the Haze Clears a 4. That's a pretty good start, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I'm impressed for trying to make a style of beer that, you know, is maybe out of your wheelhouse, you know, natively. I think, yeah, it's pretty solid for sure.
Yeah. Wow, I feel I'm kind of
blown away.
Well, no, I kind of am.
I wonder how demand, what, you know, what kind of demand there is though, really, for a West Coast IPA, you know, in the Northeast. I mean, I
know.
I mean, you walk into tap rooms, and I don't see know. People.
I think
doing
it's coming
that.
Back. I think people are that's ready what for, I'm, yeah. for the better.
Well, yeah. We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So we are doing a little discussion here about beer from Icarus Brewing Company in Lakewood, New Jersey.
Lakewood.
Mm-hmm. The next one that we are going to talk about is We Want the Arctic Gold. And, okay, the hint on the can art, for whatever reason, I'm getting vibes of Iron Maiden, like Seventh Son of a Seventh Son era kind of thing. Power Slave.
Yeah, I can see it a little bit.
I don't know. Icarus, if you meant this, I got you, and it's cool. Though I know it's probably more into like the Greek mythology.
She could have like her own show just on can art.
I could, right?
As long as it was all about Iron Maiden.
Well, okay. So this one is an Imperial IPA, copiously dry hop with El Dorado, Lupulin Mosaic, and Columbus, and then double dry hopped with Arctic hops from Mighty Axe. And this is 8.3% ABV.
Boy, you could have fooled me.
Arctic
in terms
hops.
It just goes down so easy to not, it doesn't strike me as a high ABV.
Well, that's a good thing.
It is a good, it's a very good thing.
Yeah, I'm not getting that, but I think the flavors are kind of muted in this. It's kind of muddy. I mean, I expect it to be a little brighter. When I hear those hops, I'm thinking I'm going to get a lot of fruit, and it's just kind of there.
Well, you know, the first thing when somebody hands me an Imperial that, you know, my radar goes up for is how sweet is this going to be, you know? And the vast majority of Imperial IPAs that, at least that I taste, there's just, they go way too sweet. And everything gets lost. I like Kendall's, you know, description of saying, you know, kind of muddled. Yeah. But yeah, this just feels, you know, very muted, knocked down. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of this hop.
Yeah, blend. I think the sweetness is kind of covering up everything else.
Well, maybe it's the sweetness that keeps me from feeling the warmth,
the booze
that I was looking for. You know,
it's super soft.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is sweet, and I was looking for a big bouquet, and because of all the dry hop, double dry hopping, and all, and it just was kind of there, but nothing spectacular.
Yeah, I mean it smells pretty good and it tastes pretty good, but I feel like there's a step missing somewhere.
She's gonna completely disagree with all of us.
Yeah, totally.
Let me tell you four why you're wrong on this.
So no. Mike, this is why you're wrong.
Am I that transparent?
Coach us up, baby. Coach us up.
No, it's not that. I feel like this is a winter drinking beer because it has like this sort of resininess to it. I don't know why. It's a little sticky for me, if that makes any sense. You know, like sweet
there's
sticky.
There's a definite resonant back note in there.
Yeah, but I don't know exactly where it's coming from. It's such a big contrast between the first beer that we had to this one.
It is.
And I know that it's, you know, West Coast versus Imperial.
I think the
Imperial.
More I'm sipping on it here. Probably if you had not told me what this was, I would have actually had guessed the grain bill was wheat because it is so soft.
Yeah.
And I would have said that. This is just a really very hoppy wheat beer, you know. It really is that soft.
You know, it's funny, like on some of their beers in the description, they say heavily wheated. So I wonder if maybe there is some wheat. They're just not making it part of the description.
But this one says heavily oated, which I got. Say, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Right on the can.
One third to go. Okay. I didn't see it on the can.
Well, there. So that explains some of the softness.
So you get that. Super soft. Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's a really great oated, wheated beer.
But I think. This is the kind of beer that answers your question about the last beer, about like what is there a demand for West Coast beers in the Northeast? I think if most people are drinking a lot of these East Coast kind of hazy, soft beers, that does create a desire for a change of pace. Beer. Yep. And I think that West Coast beer.
Oh, I think this would definitely assert a change of pace because what was ABV?
8.3.
Yeah, that's going to sneak up on you pretty quick.
It does not feel like it.
Yeah, you're going to kill two glasses danger of this zone. And going, you know, what happened? You know, why am I eating Nyquil chicken?
Yeah, this is a small pour beer for me.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And I don't know about you guys, but with this recent trip and going, you know, where I went and going to tap rooms or whatever, I'm kind of I'm looking for variety when I go now. Like, I want to see a Pilsner and I want to see a Porter. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy the IPAs, you know, like we all do, but I just feel like I want to do more. I want to see more. I want there to be more, and I want to have variety. Maybe so I can appreciate a good IPA when it's there, but also, you know, to taste something different. Okay, so the We Want Arctic Gold, we are going to rate a 3. I think it's story time now.
Well, speaking of NyQuil chicken,
which we weren't, but okay.
We are now.
So I have a story here from Emily LaFroy. It looks like she's from an outlet called Mick.com. So sorry, I just wanted to provide some attribution where we're getting some of this information. The FDA's warning about NyQuil chicken results in thousands of searches. It's a recipe for disaster and possibly the hospital. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, should be like a dun-dun-dun, you know, noise there, is warning against social media challenge, which involves people coding. I think that every bad idea starts with social media challenge, but anyway.
Or just social media.
Pretty much, which involves people coding their poultry with NyQuil. Please.
Wow.
Hold that down. It's actually called the NyQuil Chicken Challenge. Yeah. Users on social media are covering their meat in the over-the-counter medication, which is used to treat flu symptoms, colds, and allergies. And apparently, it is the first sign of rapid stupidity. Unsurprisingly, the FDA warned that it could be very dangerous outcomes, not just if ingested, but from the cooking process. Here, hang on a second.
You're like inhaling NyQuil fumes.
Yeah. You know, I mean, where do you start with this with a friend? Well, you boiling a medication can make it more concentrated and change its properties in other ways, the FDA explained in a warning, adding that even inhaling the medication's vapors while cooking could cause high levels of drugs to enter your body. Aunt Martha, how do you feel in there? Oh, I'm fine, Gary. Yeah.
I'll talk to you in a week.
She hits the floor.
See you in about 5 days.
Yes. A little more NyQuil, Aunt Martha. It could also hurt your lungs, the warning continued. Put simply, so were they using kerosene or K-Rolls?
No idea.
You're vaping, NyQuil.
Sterno cans? Yeah. All right. I'm not suggesting that, by the way. Someone could take a dangerously high amount of cough and cold medicine without even realizing it. Well, I think that's always true. It's unclear why the FDA only now issued the warning about the challenge, since videos have been circulating online for months. We know that you have saved those.
I think they waited a little while just to see if some fringe parts of the population started dropping off, you know?
Have we finally found the entrance exam to be a citizen of the state of Alabama? I think so.
This could be Darwinism at work.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
I think this is natural selection.
Yeah.
Well, the FDA noted that social media trend relied on peer pressure with online videos and people making non-prescription medications and encouraging viewers to
do the same. What are you, chicken? Come on, do all right. It.
Here is what happens if you overdose on NyQuil. You could have seizures, severe dizziness, liver problems, breathing problems, and you will be a fan of the University of Alabama. Wow. Just name a few potential fatal symptoms. The FDA has warned that the trend is dangerous.
Wow.
Really? Against pouring medication on food. So,
how's it taste, motherfucker?
Yeah. The challenge is similar to other challenges circulated where idiots gather together for the challenge. Is also called Sleepy Chicken. Another is called the Benadryl Challenge. Are these people in Iowa that bored?
What's wrong? Yeah, what's wrong with these people? Yeah. That is just weird.
Well, you know, I don't think this is a new phenomenon. I think people have always been doing stupid stuff like this. It's just now they have a platform.
It's amplified.
Yeah. Well, if you ate just one of these cutlets completely, it'd be if you're actually consuming a quarter to a half bottle of NyQuil.
Oh, God bless. Yeah.
And Nike will taste so good. I mean, yeah. Why wouldn't you want to have as much as possible?
Right. Yeah.
So I love the one video that I saw was this guy, he actually, you know, he drops in just, you know, a chicken breast into a cast iron skillet. And he's literally pouring the knuckle. You're seeing the blue, you know, hue.
Yeah.
From, but I love Kendall's, you know, his question. He was like, Are there like other flavors of NyQuil? Oh, yeah. Yes, there are.
So there's the regular.
So pick your flavor.
I had no idea.
So there's the regular Blue Death, you know, then there's cherry, there's berry.
Yeah.
There's honey.
Oh, wow.
And I think there's a cherry vanilla swirl.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So our own challenge today is we have to figure out what are the best beers to pair with just standard NyQuil. Let's not like take on all, you know, eight flavors.
And then if you do DayQuil chicken, should you drink that with non-alcoholic
beer? I'm thinking a pastry stout, you know, some kind.
Yeah, something really big.
Yeah.
If you're going that over the top, why not just get some Utopias?
Just continue.
Just go for it.
Combine nightmares.
Yeah.
Because Utopias actually tastes just like
not
Robitussin.
That different from,
it's Robitussin.
Maybe
City,
just a big old barley wine. Just if you're going to get knocked out, just get knocked out, man.
Wow, that's combining fire with danger.
Oh,
I think Reverend Mark said before the show that if you serve sleepy chicken on your first date, that's called Cosby chicken.
Right. It is.
That's bad.
I can feel the litigation flowing already.
And you end the meal with a pudding pop.
Yeah.
The jello pudding.
Oh. I will say, Sips and Smokes officially
is just a wonderful dish.
Does not approve. As a show, we do not approve of sleepy chicken.
Not at all. But if you do, please send us a video. I need some good entertainment.
But I'm thinking a Berliner Weiss served with that instead of Woodruff
syrup.
Yeah,
absolutely.
A little NyQuil in there.
And then another beer that comes to mind is the Against the Grain Brown Note.
Yeah.
That's actually a fairly good choice. You know, I think that it has enough sugar in it, you know, to kind of cut into the hard measure of stupidity would be surrounding the chicken.
Well, after you eat a piece of that chicken, you'll probably be making your own brown note.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Exactly. So.
Well, I just, you know, at the marketing meeting, you know, for brown, you know, at Against the Grain, they go, all right, so we're going to suggest some pairings. Who's going to guess NyQuil chicken?
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's going to keep going the whole episode.
Whew.
Yep.
Wow. Thank you for that. I don't know what to say. Okay.
Next beer.
Yeah. Next beer. Let's go to some Yacht Juice. It's an Imperial IPA. It's a Northeast style IPA filled with Citra, Mosaic, and Columbus hops, leaving it with a combination of citrus and dank aroma and flavor. You may not own a yacht, but at least you can enjoy the juice. This one is 8% ABV.
Wow, that's big. Mm. But I kind of like this one. It's a little more...
It's a little brighter, a little crisper. Yeah. I like this one.
Well, I think it's because like the hop combination is a nice one.
Juicy.
And it's there's like three hops, which I think is
it's
about
not excessive.
As many, yeah. You're not getting all muddied up.
Yeah, I get more brightness than dankness, but the dank is there.
A little bit of dank, but mostly bright. Yeah. I like this beer.
It's nice. It's for being one of those soft New Englander styles, it does have a little pop crispness to it at the end on the mouth. Mm-hmm. Mouthfeel.
What do you think, JB?
Yeah. I'm definitely a fan. Because of that, I guess the brightness is the term of it. It's soft, but it's got a nice ending just that, you know, just stops. And I can appreciate that because some of the New England style, they just keep going and going and going, and you want them to end. And usually you have to like stick some lobster in your mouth or something to end it. This does it for you already. And the citrus on it is really pleasant. It's not overbearing and it's just enough. Yeah.
Very juicy. You know, I think the one thing here in the description, I don't think is dank. But I think the juices are More like a lemon, orange, or probably the two bright, you know, citrus fruits that I'm getting in this.
I really like those lemon notes in a beer like this. It kind of, you're not getting that crisp acidity of lemon, but that flavor really contrasts the sweetness.
So, you know, contrary to my earlier comment, which was this is an Imperial IPA, how sweet is this going to be? Mm-hmm. This is not sweet at all.
No.
This is,
I mean,
this is almost completely different mash bill. I have no idea, but there are no oats in this.